Okay, so let's dive in. Today we're unpacking something really interesting. These surprising ways we sometimes like instinctively create distance in our conversations.
Yeah, thesauruses we looked at call them verbal villains.
Verbal villains, I like that.
And our mission really is to help you spot these patterns, you know, the ones that,
Yeah.
well, they reinforce disconnection, make people feel alone, and
And
the
then
ones.
figure out how to actually build connection instead.
Exactly. Unpack the three key steps to do that.
Because these villain habits, they really do cause harm, don't they? It's not just awkwardness.
No, it's deeper. The sources say they fundamentally invalidate someone's experience.
Right. Which
Yeah.
makes people sort of hide parts of themselves from you. Not good.
Not good at all. So let's use the scenario from the sources. It paints a pretty clear picture.
Okay.
Imagine a friend says to you, this holiday season,
Yeah.
it's been really tough for me. I'm not that close with my family. I think I might just, you know, spend it alone.
Okay. A vulnerable share. And our gut reaction might reveal our default villain. So, first step is logical Larry.
Ah, Larry.
Yeah, here's problem, thinks solution, jumps right in.
Totally bypasses the feeling.
Right. He says something like, well, the cure for loneliness is just spending more time with friends. Like, it's that simple.
Yeah. Offers a fix when what was needed was maybe some understanding first. He misses the point that the problem is the feeling, not like a calendar issue.
Exactly. Then you've got back then Bob.
Oh, Bob. Bob's response is basically toughen up.
Pretty much. He minimizes by comparing, oh, back when I was your age, I felt horrible too, but I got through it. Just need some grit.
Oof. Yeah, that's instant invalidation, isn't it? Like, your current pain isn't legitimate because someone else had it worse or different back then.
And let's not forget silver lining, Sally.
Ah.
Always looking for the bright side, even when it's not helpful.
Right. Well, hey, look on the bright side. At least you don't have to deal with all that family drama this year.
Ugh. Denies the person permission to even feel sad or lonely, just forces positivity.
Yeah. So the sources suggest a really useful exercise here for you listening. Which one do you lean towards?
Yeah, which villain sounds a bit like you sometimes?
And maybe, which one do you really dislike getting from others? Just noticing that pattern is, well, it's the first step.
Okay, so we've identified the problems. These villainous habits. What's the antidote? How do we build connection instead?
So the sources frame the antidote as fundamentally empathy, but it's structured.
Okay.
The whole point isn't just to be nice, it's actually to create real connection, create safety, validate their reality.
Make it safe for them to be real.
Exactly. It's about being present with them, not trying to fix them or cheerlead them out of their feeling.
So, practically, what does that look like? Step one,
Step one is mirroring.
mirroring.
Yeah, it's simply reflecting back the important bits you heard, the key facts, or maybe the emotion you picked up on.
So you're showing you actually listened.
Right. And crucially, it keeps the focus on them. You're not immediately turning it back to yourself or your solutions.
Okay, mirroring. Got it. Step two.
Step two is validation.
Validation.
This
Okay.
is where you help a person feel heard, feel understood. Like their feelings make sense in their situation.
The sources give a phrase for this, right? Something like.
Yeah, you make sense. And what makes sense to me is followed by why their feeling is understandable from their perspective.
Okay, wait. This is interesting. So validation is saying, I get why you feel that way, even if I don't agree with, say, their conclusion or their next action.
Yeah.
How's that different from empathy?
Ah, that's the key distinction. Validation confirms their subjective reality is logical to them.
Right.
So their feelings are warranted given their specific circumstances, their history, how they see things. You can validate someone's fear of flying, for example. Even if you know flying is statistically safe,
Yeah.
you're validating the feeling and its roots for them, the why behind it.
Okay. That clarifies it. Validation is about the logic of their feeling. Mirroring focuses, validation confirms. What's step three?
Step three is empathy. This is where we actually name the feeling.
Ah, okay.
You identify and then gently check in about the specific emotion you think they might be experiencing. Not telling them, but asking.
Using that phrase, I imagine that feels like lonely or frustrating or maybe relieved. And
And
then.
then the crucial check-in. Can I get that?
Yeah.
Or is that right? It invites correction.
So it's mirroring the fact stone, validating the why, and then empathizing by naming the feeling and checking in.
Exactly. And when you move through those, the goal really is to invite all parts of that person into the relationship. The messy parts, the sad parts, the complicated bits.
So they don't feel like they have to hide those parts to stay connected to you.
Precisely.
Okay, so that leads to our final thought for you listening. If empathy is really about helping people connect with what's real for them,
yeah.
Which specific verbal villain tendency do you notice in yourself?
Is it that urge to jump in with solutions, like logical Larry?
Or maybe minimizing, like back then, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Or that forced positivity?
Which habit do you need to consciously, deliberately pause?
Yeah.
Just for a beat.
Before you can genuinely engage in step one, in mirroring.
Yeah. Because that pause, that's where the space for real connection actually begins.